Message today is what it's worth. And by the way, I won't have any parachutes or anything like that coming out. But I thought a lot about the message today, and while I was coming up with it, there was just, it just seems like it fits so well with how we humans, you gotta stop. Think so highly of ourselves, and it's not us, but let's see if I can make this thing work. Says it's on. There it went.
$350,000 here. $360,000 here. If you want to
$350,000. Interesting, huh? What makes it worth that? Well, number one, somebody was willing to pay that much money for it. But what makes it worth it? That was a 1960. Back up to the previous slide, would you please? Just freeze it on whatever. There, beautiful. That's a 1960 tractor. It's four-wheel drive. I don't know. It was probably a couple hundred horsepower at the time. That was a pretty big tractor. When it was built in 1960, that tractor would cost about $20,000. About. That one was a pretty basic tractor that they had. They only built 100 of them in 1960. They only sold 10 of that 100. And they kept the other 90 and then continued to sell them, but as they sold them, like the ones they sold in 1961, they called those a 1961 model, but they were all built in 1960. So it's kind of interesting. It was that tractor, brand new, it would cost you about $15,000 to buy it, 20, somewhere around there. What's it worth? Well, that one was worth $350,000 to somebody. But let's look at the basics of it. It's a hunk of iron that weighed about 20,000 pounds. And today's prices for iron, you're looking at about 10 tons of iron. It probably weighs 20,000 pounds. And iron right now is about $200 a ton. So that tractor would cost or would be worth about $2,000 in scrap price. Somebody gave $350,000 for that thing. Back in 1960, the scrap price for that tractor would have only been about $400. So somebody that, you know, burned it up in a barn or whatever would have $400. Kind of interesting. Something made this tractor worth $350,000. Kind of interesting, huh? Let's look at some other, what it cost. I thought this was interesting. The other day I was in the DeKalb Sycamore Chevy dealership getting oil change or something. We were in there for something. And there was a brand new Corvette sitting on there inside the showroom. Brand new. Oh, it was beautiful. Now, I found this price on the internet. The one that was on the showroom was $125,000. What makes it worth that? What makes it worth it is somebody will pay for it. Somebody will pay that. Yeah, there's a lot of cost in new vehicles and new things right now with labor to build them and all that. I get it. But when you think about it, the raw materials in that Corvette is only worth between $9,000 and $13,000. Interesting. Let's look at another one. Humans. What makes us worth anything? Because we're really not worth much of anything. Our minerals and elements that are inside of us, a grand total of less than $100 if you were to sell each of those things off in the market. Less than $100. You know, it's kind of interesting. I've worked with a lot of people through my adult life and in my career. And I used to work with a guy at the fire department that he was very proud of the fact that he was worth $3 million. How are you worth $3 million? And he was glad to tell you how he was worth $3 million. He invested in the stock market and he invested in his pension and stuff like that, so he was able to put money away, But, and he would say that he had all this value. Thank you. You know, I've got $2 million in stocks and stuff like that, you know, and it's like, I would say it in my head because I didn't want to be confrontational with this guy. He's a friend. I mean, I liked him. He's okay, but he didn't have anything. Until somebody pays the price, pays you the dollars for it, it's not worth anything. Until somebody paid, it was an internet buyer, that tractor that cost $350,000, with it just sitting in a barn someplace, it's not worth anything. Until somebody pays for it. That internet buyer paid $350,000 for that tractor. Okay? That tractor's worth $350,000 until you go to sell it. And then it's only worth what somebody will pay you for it. We're only worth $100 unless somebody will pay us for it. Next. So, what are we worth? Next one, Michael. Matthew 16:26. For what will it profit a man if he gains the whole world and forfeits his soul? Is anything worth more than your soul? You know, we all have those things that we claim are worth so much. Oh, I love this thing. I we're chasing things that are worthless. How do you determine what value is of something? You know, in the case of that tractor, it's rarity because there's not many of those left, and especially that that one that's been restored. Price that somebody will pay for it determines the cause or the value or the worth. Who owns it? That's a big one. If Dan owns that tractor and he says it's worth $500,000, he's not selling it till it's, you know, he says it's worth that. God teaches us what truly is valuable. What truly is valuable is our soul. Jesus challenges us in this world worth losing your soul for. Is there anything out there? What's it worth? You know, you get the people that will put themselves in trouble for getting that one thing they have to have. Our soul is forever. It's eternal. Material things around us, temporary. A tractor's 60 years old. There are things out there over 100 years old that people are buying and selling, but they will come to an end. Those items, those things. Next one, please. Psalms 139, 13 through 16 talks about the fact that we're fearfully and wonderfully made, created with divine purpose. God sewed us together, knitted us together in our mother's womb. He saw us before we were born. Every day of our lives was recorded in his book. Every moment was laid out before a single day had passed for us. It seems to me that puts the fact that God values us. He made us. He wants us to be part of him. You know, a parent's love for a child, it's hard to imagine, or hard to put a number on or an amount on, because no matter how flawed a child may be, our love for that child is just immense. We can't, you know, even though we may disagree or have troubles with our child, which God with us, we always will love that child. Isaiah 43 talks about how precious we are to him, to God. Precious in his sight. So, he started this all out with talking about what's it worth? What are we worth? Well, God gave his son for us. Jesus paid the ultimate price for us. Jesus' crucifixion, he poured out his blood for us. 1 Peter, I'm not sure where the slides are anymore, but could you go ahead and move them up? 1 Peter 1, 18 and 19. We're not redeemed with silver or gold, but with the precious blood of Christ. God paid a ransom to save us from the empty life we inherited from our ancestors. And the ransom he paid was not mere silver and gold. He paid for you with the precious lifeblood of Christ, the sinless, spotless Lamb of God. Jesus was betrayed, falsely accused, beaten, and mocked. He was nailed to a cross and suffered the most painful and unimaginable death known. You know, you see the stories and the descriptions of how a crucifixion works. And I just can't imagine that. But Jesus paid that price. His blood flowed for us. John 3:16 says, God so loved the world that he gave his only son for us, so we wouldn't die. Romans 5:8, God shows us his love for us, and that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. What's it worth? Less than $100. But Christ died for us. In Luke 9:23-25, talks about the cost of following Christ. Follow him, we need to shoulder our cross every day. He wants that. God wants it for us. Shoulder our cross. Deny ourselves, take up the cross and follow him. You know, there's the story of the rich man that was told if he wanted to, he needed to sell everything, give it away, and then follow Jesus. He couldn't do it. He didn't like that thought process. I have to give up everything? Yep. Jesus gave up everything for us. He didn't understand his worth to God. Chose temporary wealth. $350,000 maybe over an eternal life. Matthew 6:19-21. Jesus is talking about money. Don't store up treasures here on earth where they can be eaten by moths and get rusty, and where thieves break in and steal them. Store your treasures in heaven where they will never become moth-eaten and rusty, where they will be safe from thieves. Wherever your treasure is, there your heart and thoughts will also be. Jesus tells us to store up our treasures in heaven, not on earth. We understand our worth to God. When we understand our worth to God, we need to live differently. We need to invest in eternity. Are we living that way? Are we devoting our life to living in a way that pleases God for what he paid for us, in giving up his son, what Jesus paid for us, in giving up his life, his blood? We are God's possessions. He bought us with the blood of Jesus. The world tells us that worth is found in wealth, success, or status. I think about the status side of that when in our country these days, politicians and they're so looked up to because of their status. Entertainers, they're so looked up to because of their status, but that status isn't going to get them anything. We need to live as we truly know our value to God and live for that value. Give him something to... Let me back up to when you are going to sell something. I was going to use this demonstration a little bit earlier, but when you go to sell something to someone, generally speaking, we don't leave it all raggedy. You know, we polish it, we clean the windows, we vacuum the carpet if we're selling a house. We want it to look nice. We want it to be nice. Well, we need to keep up that house. We're God's possession. We need to take care of it and treat it like we are God's possession. We're priceless. You know, in that auction of that tractor, when it initially started, they tried to grab it. I think the original thing that the auctioneer said was $300,000. And then he went down to $200,000. And then he went down to $100,000. And he finally started getting somebody bidding on it at $100,000. And then did you notice how quickly the bids went up? It was a frenzy. A frenzy of people wanting that tractor until it got up to about $250,000. And then people slowed down. God kept going on the auction for us. The price that he's willing to pay, he gave it all for us. Jesus did. God gave his son to do that. We are priceless. He gave everything for us. So, if you've never accepted Christ, know that he paid the ultimate price for us, for you, his very life. If you already have, or you're already following Christ, live in a way that reflects your worth to him. Honor him in everything you do. Surrender your life to the one who saw you as worth dying for. We were worth it to him. We'll stand and sing.